Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week I've been doing a little research for David Attenborough.
Well, if you look at trees growing in Europe, often closely related trees, growing on exactly the same ground with exactly the same climate, they have different shaped leaves. Why? And people will say, oh, well, it's because the airflow over it is in the particular circumstances, or the way that the water drips off it. That's the reason. But the trees are growing in exactly the same places alongside one another. Why? They have different shaped leaves. I don't know the answer.
So why can leaves vary when so many other things have to remain the same?
OK, so I'm Edmund Tanner. I'm a senior lecturer in plant sciences in Cambridge, and I work on tropical forests. I've been working in Panama for the last 7 years, doing a big experiment on mineral nutrition and a bit on photosynthesis. OK, so I think the answer to the question about why closely related trees growing exactly the same ground and in the same climate have different shaped leaves is actually that they don't. That because they're closely related, they are very similar. So, for example, all oaks have broadly similar shaped leaves because they share most of their genetic information. Perhaps a more interesting question is why distantly related trees growing in the same ground and the same climate have different shaped leaves. And the answer, I think, is it doesn't matter very much. It doesn't matter about leaf shape very much. As long as leaves are reasonably good at doing their job, which is fixing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, then it doesn't matter whether they are wavy at the edges or not wavy at the edges. They have to absorb the light. And once they've absorbed the light, they need to fix CO2. And as long as they put their competitors in the shade, any reasonably functioning leaf will do the job. And so it matters where your leaves are in relation to other trees. So if you're an ash tree, you've got to be above a beech tree. Or if you're a beech tree, you've got to be above an ash tree. It doesn't much matter what your leaves are like.
It turns out that leaves just aren't a feature of a plant that is strongly selected for. As long as it works in photosynthesising for the plant, anything goes. Best answer on the forum this week came from Dent Student, who said that plant genes can mutate with each generation and that the environment does not always have to play a part in this. Well, from making energy to using it, and next week we'll be finding the answer to this question.
Hello, my name is Christiane. I would like to know how much energy is used when you do a Google search.
Do you really need to boil a kettle to find the answer to your Google query? If you're feeling lucky, then let us know the answer via email, and that's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or on the web, where we have a forum that's full of questions that need answers. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum. Incidentally, we're running a competition for the best answer to Question of the Week, and you could win a documentary about the first man-made satellite into space, and that was Sputnik. We've four of these to give away, so to enter, put your best answer to the Google question on our forum by the end of February, with Sputnik competition at the bottom of your answer.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.